Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I come to you this morning in Jesus' name. And Father, I come asking you to give me the guidance that I am in need of, Father, to let me know what you have in store for me, what you've got lined up for me, Father, what you want me to do. Now, Father, be with us this morning as we get into your word. And may the Holy Spirit bring us the message, Father, that you would have us to receive this day. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there are those out there that think preaching's always easy. If you take a place like this, it's one of the hardest places you preach in. When you look out and you see a bunch of empty seats, it don't make things come easy. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we just couldn't make it. Now, two, all of you that is or that will hear this morning, be back with us this evening at 6 p.m. because I've got some other things I want to share with you. Because you know, next Sunday will be our last day here. And if Brother Dennis will, I'm going to get him preach next Sunday morning. And I'll be here Sunday evening. Because on Monday I'll be turning the keys to the church back over to the owner. All right. I'm going to be talking to you this morning, sharing with you the word from Psalms 119. We didn't get too far through that. That's a strong. Psalms 119 is very, very strong in what God expects of us and what we need to be doing. Because you see, God loves you and I enough to give us grace, to give us something you can't buy and you can't work for it. It's a gift. And he gave it to us when we was not worth it. We was not worthy of it at all. But yet, he loved you and I enough and wanted to see us make heaven our home. He gave us the way to do it. And all we had to really do was make a choice in who we want to follow. Whether we want to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Word of Almighty God, or if we want to follow the ways of Satan and this world out here. And most of us has chose to go the way of the world. And then we have those that has chose to walk with one foot with God and one foot with the world. And that won't work either. Because you see, God wants a total commitment. And he's not going to settle for anything less. As every one of you know, the one that owned the church has taken the church back. Said they wanted to make something else out of it. I don't know what they plan on making out of it. It's a church building, steeple and all. But that's what I was told. And I was told we had to be out by the first. So come Sunday will be our last services in here. But I've had a lot of trouble because where we'll be going needed a little work. And work that really I'm not able to do. But I haven't been able to find any help either. Can't find nobody today wanting to even work. I was willing to pay them, but they don't want to work. They've got excuses. I don't know how much I'm going to wind up having to leave here that should be going with me. All right. Let's get in to our lesson this morning. We're going to be starting here with Psalms 119 and verse 25. We've gone through 24. 25 says, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quickeneth thou me according to thy word. We all need to be quickened by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. In other words, we need to be guided and given knowledge and wisdom by the Holy Spirit of the Word of Almighty God. Because it is only that way that you and I are going to be able to live through this time here on earth and make heaven our home. Other than that, we'll be making that lake of fire our home through eternity. You know, I can't speak for no one but myself, but I can't understand why anybody thinks they want to spend eternity, never ending, in torment, hurting, painful. And yet, that's what they are choosing to do. It's your choice. God gave you a choice, and he gave you a way out of it and a way to make heaven your home. And yet we still choose to walk the wrong way. 26, he says, I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. The only way you and I are going to really learn and receive the understanding of God's word is through his Holy Spirit. We all need that fire anointing of the Spirit of Almighty God in order to be able to understand God's word. That's why there's so much wrong teaching going on in the world today. It's because man is using his mind instead of his heart and the Spirit of Almighty God. And to get anything to work in our life, that all has to work by faith. Because without faith, nothing will work for us. The Word of God works by faith. And the spoken word. But you can speak the word and yet not see it work because there's no faith when you speak it. And one don't work without the other. Your word will not work without faith, and faith won't work without words. And it all has to come from the heart. Think about it. You see, there's a lot of things we just don't believe in that is all God's word. This teach me thy statutes. That means teach me his ways. His words and his ways. That's what his statutes are for you and I. And we need that teaching of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. 27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. We are to share. With all that we come in touch with, the wonderful works of the Word of Almighty God, and all about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful he is and was when he took all of our sins, all of our sicknesses and diseases to the cross with himself so that we would not have to bear them. But it seems like we'd rather bear them ourselves than to let him have them and walk right, straight and upright with him. He goes on here now, 28, says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. It is the word of Almighty God that will give us the strength to receive what God has for us and to work his work among mankind to help them. But you see, to do that, we have to put self away and let him live in and work through us. And he will not live in a place that is not righteous nor holy. He says here in 29, remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. Remove thy ways of lying. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me the law graciously. His law. Not the Mosaic law, but his law. His way. I have chosen the way of truth. Have you really? How are you really walking in it when we talk about the ways of truth? The ways of truth are by walking in and by his word. There's no other way. But yet, the author here is saying, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. How are you planning your life? Have you laid his ways before you? Not likely. Most of us, when we get up in the morning, never think about him. And he should be the first thing that we think about when our eyes come open in the morning. And the last thing we think about as we lay down at night to go to sleep. And we should be meditating upon his ways, his judgments, his word, all through the day. Because we should not be making decisions without those decisions being made according to his word. But you say, no, Pastor, that just takes up too much time. I don't have time for that. Well, maybe you don't. But one day when you stand before him and you hear him say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew you, you're going to wish then that you'd have had the time to spend in truth and in judgment and walk with him. Now, 31, I have struck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. if you will walk in the word of Almighty God, he'll not be putting you to shame and turning you away. He'll be working with you. He'll be working through you. He'll be doing what needs to be done. And he will see that you have the equipment to do what he has for you to do. I'm not ashamed of his word. I'm not ashamed to share it, to stand up and proclaim it. Now, 32. I will run the way of thy commandments. Most don't. Because for one, they don't know most of them. They know a few, but they don't know most of his commandments. And he says, I will run the way of thy commandments. You can't run the way of them when you don't know them. When thou shalt enlarge my heart. See, talking about enlarging my heart. That means that he is going to put what he wants in me, in my heart, to enlarge my existence while I'm here on this earth so that he can use me. And he'll do it for you. But you've got to choose to walk that way. Think about that. Most of us don't, do we? Because you see, we all need understanding. And it is our Lord that gives us that understanding. And he does so through the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. But you see, we have to get to that point. You know, when you become a born-again child of the living God, that really is just the beginning. Because it is then that you receive the Holy Spirit. And that's the beginning of your schooling. That's the beginning of you getting the knowledge and the wisdom you need to grow into becoming what God wants you to be and to become. And then you spend the rest of your life here on the earth doing just exactly that. Growing according to his way, his will, and his word. Now, verse 33. We're being told there, he says, teach me, O Lord. Teach me who? O Lord. Not Satan. Not the ways of this world, but by the Holy Spirit and by the Lord. And teach me what? Teach me the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. In other words, teach me, Lord, of thy word. That's what the way and statutes are. We've got to learn that. And then we've got to keep them until the end. Until we step out of this life and into the next. But most are not doing it. They want to keep it. In most of our churches today, And this is very, very, very sad. Shows just how far away even our churches has walked. Because the biggest majority of our churches are meeting one day a week. One service. Sunday morning. Not even Sunday night. But Sunday morning. And then we have those that will meet twice. Sunday morning, Sunday evening. Nothing else, nothing through the week. Go all week without ever thinking about him. Just doing their own thing. Living their life their own way. Then, we have those good churches that they have three meetings a week. And that's not right either. That's not enough. You cannot go to this word and show me anywhere in it that the churches met any other way than daily. They met daily. And it was that way here for a long, long time. I've seen a lot of those days. I was involved in a lot of those days. Even as I was growing up, through my young years, through my teenage years. Go to church on Wednesday for prayer meeting. Go to church on Sunday morning, go to Sunday school, and then worship service Sunday morning. Then back Sunday night. Then back one night through the week for young people or youth meeting. Then a night for the ladies and a night for the men. Always something going on. And you know, we wasn't kept at home by ourselves. Even though it might be Mother's Night out, we had to go with her because she wasn't going to leave us home by herself unless we were teenagers and big enough to really be by ourselves. I sat through a lot of the ladies' meeting when I was a kid. Then back and listen to the men. Then back for my own youth meetings. And prayer service. Now, give me understanding and I shall keep the law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Verse 34 there. Lord, if you give me understanding, then we make that promise, I shall keep the law. What law? His law. And then when you go on to tell him, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Most of us never really get our heart involved in anything in the church. We'll think about it a little bit with our mind, but most often we don't involve our heart in it at all. That's a sad, sad day. 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. That's not so day, is it? How many is actually delighting and walking with joy? by walking in God's commandments when you can't even get them to church? That's not walking to his commandments, is it? That lets us know just how far away from him we are. We have no delight in the Lord God at all. No way in the world are we going to make heaven our home. And I keep telling my family, my daughters now, and my sons, find you a church teaching God's word, get in it. Stay in it. If you don't, you're lost. I weep and cry for many, many, many nights. 37. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Lord, you see, that's what we're supposed to get done when we go to Jesus. When we come to the point to realize we need something different than ourselves, when we go to Jesus, right there is really what we ought to be saying. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Don't let me look into myself, Lord. Change me and put me into your ways. It gets even a little stronger yet. 38. Establish thy word unto thy servant. Establish it. Lord, make thy word permanent in me. And establish it so that I can hold on to it and use it to help others find their way out of darkness and into light, and that light being Jesus. He said, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. You see, that's the only fear you and I should be carrying, is the fear of Almighty God, what he will do to us if we're not his. And he tells us this, and not just here, but in so many ways. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. You see, we're not supposed to walk with any fear of anything else other than God. He didn't put fear in us. We're not to walk with fear of what's going on out here in this world. We're to be concerned about it, not walk in fear. Because if God is for you and I, we've got nothing to fear. Man cannot do anything to you and I that God don't allow. And God's judgments are good, and they're righteous. And we're going to close with this next verse. I'm not going to be holding you that long this morning. May be holding you late tonight, but this morning I'm not going to be holding you that long. We're going to end here with verse 40. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. We need to be really looking hoping for, longing for God's ways in our life. Looking and hoping and praying that He will put His ways in our life, and that He will then quicken us in righteousness. Because when that happens, then you are usable. You are there for God to use according to His will and His way. But without that, you're not going to be following Him. You're going to be following the ways of this world and Satan out here, and those that deceive. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close Your word this morning, Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for the Holy Spirit. And Father, Your saints, wherever they are, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. Jerusalem and Israel, we pray for peace for them, Father. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And this land of ours, Father, it has walked, Father, so far away from our Lord and Savior, from the church, from You, and from Your people. Help us, Lord, to replace those in our government that has done this and that has brought so much evil upon Your people, and to replace them, Father, with those that will work for You and will help us to put the Lord Jesus Christ back into every place He's been taken out of, and to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded. Father, You made this country, this land great, and yet it has turned and walked away. Father, we're praying for it. We're praying for it to come back. But we need Your guidance. We need Your help, Father, to replace those that are against You and against Your statutes. Now, Father, our prayer list, as each name is called, Father, may the Holy Spirit touch that one. Work with that one, Father, and fill whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. For Dennis Lee, for myself, for Bobby and Millie Johnson, for James Taylor, for Kenny Powers, for Terry Coates, Mark Pavlik, Amy's husband Tom, Amy and Tom's young son Jacob, Dennis Breeden and his wife Tina, brothers in Christ, touch us all, Father. Touch us all with Thy mighty hand. Make us what You want us to be, Father. Pastor Smalls and the church there in Irvington, Father, even though they've changed the name, may it be filled with Thy Holy Spirit. Pastor Randy Johnson and Father, that little church of God there at Brandenburg, the Meade County General Baptist Church and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Eric and his wife Jackie, the little full gospel church of God there at Akron. Father, these churches, make them lighthouses. But Father, first of all, see that they all have a pastor that is filled with the Holy Spirit that will make these churches not only lighthouses, but make them places of refuge to where the lost walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. From my three young friends in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mishai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron. Father, keep them safe. Keep them in health and see to their needs. Jimmy Emery, Sharon Monville and her mother, Sue and David Branson, Palance Goodman, Kelly Smith and his wife, Karen. Father, these all need a touch, a healing touch. Some needs a spiritual healing touch. Some needs a physical healing touch. Touch them with that mighty hand of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring about that healing, Father, that we have been promised, that we are healed by his stripes. Now, Father, be with all of us now as we prepare to separate for a few hours to go our own way, Father. Keep us. Keep us in your wing, Father. Protect us. Bring us all back together this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Father, to be with us once again and to share your word with us. We ask all of this, Father, in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, walk with God, he'll walk with you. I hope to see you all again this evening at 6 p.m. Bye-bye now.